Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Sadi Zayin. We are up to Sif Yud, the second to last line on page 524. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Shnayim Shalokhu Behema Beshutvus. So two people bought an animal together as partners, Ushchatua Biyomtov, and they had the animal sheltered on Yontif. So Afal Pi Shalokach Kol Echad Menoso. Even though each person took their portion, harei kol habasar kiragle shnehem. So when it comes to the meat of the animal, all the meat of the animal, no matter what anyone got, is going to follow the rules of the tchumah, both of them. Again, the chumra, that the meat can only be brought to the place where both the people can walk. Avol, im lochu chavish al yayin. But if two partners bought a barrel of wine together, vilchulkua biyomtov, and they split it up on yontif, chelko shall kol echad mehem kiraglov. So the chelik of each person goes by his feet. So we have here an interesting thing, the mechaber is mechalik, that when it comes to an animal that partner shechted, so all the meat, no matter who gets it, goes by the ragle shnehem. But when it comes to a barrel of wine that they're splitting also, so then each person gets the wine that he gets. So why the chiluk? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Dalet, Keragle Shnehem, the buser goes by both of them, V'lo Dami L'chavis, and it's not similar to the case of the barrel that we just saw, the Amrinan D'chele Kol Echad Keraglov, we said by the wine that each person, whatever he gets, goes by his feet, Mishum Dibid the Rabbanan Yesh Breira. When it comes to the Rabbanans, and that's what we're discussing over here by Tchumen, we say Yesh Breira, meaning V'amrina, and then we say the Kol Chelek Shehigia LeEchad, whatever portion ends up reaching each person, Harehu Keilu Hayabaru Lo Umuvdil Me'er Yomtov. So whatever I get on Yontov, it's Keilu, that was the part that I was getting before Yontov. Memele goes by my feet. That's only true by splitting wine. When you split an animal, when you split the bus of an animal, that's not the case. Why? Even if you're going to apply Breira and say, whatever buser I get was my buser from before Shabbos, and whatever my partner gets was his before Shabbos, it's still a problem. Why? When Bein HaShemashos came in, and there was a complete animal, so all of the animal was really mixed together by all the portions. Everything was connected, and they're being yoinik from each other. Shehuz man kinyas erev, and Bein HaShemashos is the time when the erev takes effect. V'chol ever mu'urav mechelko mechela chavero. Every limb is really a mixture of the portion of each partner. V'lochein harehu kiragle shnehem. Therefore, the basar follows the ragle shnehem, lahachmir, as if they didn't split it. So when it comes to wine, it's true that it's mixed together, but the wine is separable. It's not. There's no yanika from each other. It's not alive. So whatever I end up getting on Yontif, it's kilu, that was mine from before Yontif. But when it comes to the buster, which is really joined together, and it's alive, and it's being yonik from each part to the other, so there you could say breira as much as you want, but lemaisa, things were really attached and connected and getting from each other before Yontif, and therefore we're more machmir, and we say it has to be Keragle Shnehem. Sivkatan Chavhei, again, the case of the wine is Keraglov. Whatever you get is like your Raglov. Dikishacholku, because when you split it, Amrinan, we say, Dilamafreya, the Erev Yomtov, Huru Kolchelek, the Konashvisas Bailov. We say whatever you end up getting by the splitting on Yontif is Keilu you had already from before Yontif, and it was Konashvisa by you. That's the Chilek that the Mishabur explains between the Basar and the Ayin. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sivir Aleph. Hashoel kli mechaveru me'erv yomtov. A person borrows a vessel from his friend on erev yomtov. Afilu lo lekocho ad halayla. So he discussed borrowing it. They planned the borrowing. But even if he didn't actually physically take the item until nighttime, until yomtov, harehu kiragle hashoel. So this item was by the mashil when yomtov started. But since they made a deal of lending it before yomtov, so when the shoel gets it, it follows the ragle hashoel. The imsheelo mimenu biyomtov, but if the borrowing is only initiated and discussed on yontov itself, afal pi shadarko l'shelo mimenu b'chol yomtov. Even though normally this person borrows from that person every yontov, hareyu kiragle hamashil. Then it goes by the feet of the one who is doing the lending and not from the borrower. So again, the mechaber over here is the mechalik. If the loan was discussed before yontov, the item borrowed goes by the ragle borrower. But if it was not discussed until Yontif started, then it goes by the raglay of the lender. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chavav, Afilu Lo Lekacho, Hainu, Af Shalom Moshach HaKli Me'er Yontov. They discussed the loan, but they didn't actually do Mashiach on the Kli from before Yontif. Umidina La Birshusei Adayin. And the halacha is that it's not in the Rishus of the borrower yet when Yontif starts. Mikol Mokom still. Kevan Shehifticho LaHashilo Me'er Yontov. Since he guaranteed him, I am going to lend this item to you. He guaranteed him from before Yontif. So the lender placed it already ki'ilu halachically in the reshus of the borrower during ben hashmashos le'inyan kinias eruv. So the eruv actually will take effect on this item that's by the mashal ki'ilu is by the shoal, because the mashal guaranteed the shoal that he's going to lend it to him. Sipkotun chav zayim. But if the loan was only discussed on yontif, not the same thing. Afal pi shadako l'sholo, even though you normally lend to this guy, afal pi kein zakta mishabura, lo amrinan de birshus ha'ukim. We don't say that the lender placed it in the rishus of the bar from before Shabbos, before Yontif rather. Dekevan de lo osi levake shimenem b'yom. Since he did not come to ask for the kli from before Shabbos, savar dilma enosh achrina ashkach lishol mimenu. So the lender thinks that maybe the borrower is going to find someone else to borrow from, and therefore he's not keyed into this borrower from him necessarily before Shabbos, even though he's ragil, and therefore it will follow the raglay of the mashil in that case. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivyud Beis, Ha'isha shala mechaverta mayimu melech l'isasa. A woman was making challah on Yontif, and she borrowed from her friend some water or some salt to make the dough. V'savlin l'kidei rasa b'yontov. Or she borrowed some spices to make a dish on yontif. Harei ha'isa v'tashal k'ragli shnehem. So even though one of them is really supplying the ikker, and the other one is just supplying the water or the salt or some spices, this completed dish is going to follow the chumras of the feet of both of them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chavches V'Tavlin K'dei Rasa, Huadin Mayimu Melech L'K'dei Rasa. It's Lav Davko that it's only the spices for the dish, the water and the salt for the dish is the same thing. Sif Katan Chavches K'ragli Shteyem, V'Eino Risha L'Holich Ha'isa V'Atavshil, and you can't carry and bring that dough or that dish, ki'im b'mokum sheshteyen yesh lem reshus leilich, unless it's a place where both of these people are allowed to walk on Shabbos, or Yontif, kevon shenis arev ba davar shekona shvisa etzel acher. Since mixed into this dish that I made is something that I got from someone else who has a different erev, a different tchum, therefore it has to follow the tchum of both of them in order to carry this dish to that place. If you look in the Sha'ar Tzion Chav Aleph, he says, "U'bishas makshinan ala." The Gemara asks on this, "V'li batel mayimu melech l'gabe isa." You're making dough. The main part of dough is not the salt. So why don't we just say the one who supplied the salt is batel? I'm making the challah. I supplied most of the ingredients. It follows me. V'nemru sham harbe teirutzim al zeh. There are many answers given for this. If you look at note 27, he points out a couple of the answers. Number one, the maskon of the Gemara there remains with two answers. Since these are spices, they're choshev, they give over taste, they're not batel. And answer number two, Rav Ashi tirates, shamayim nechshavim medavar sheishul matirin sheinu batel. The water is something that's going to be mutter to bring wherever you want afterwards. So that gets the din of a davar sheishul matirin. But when something's davar sheishul matirin, we say it's not batel. Those are the ikur answers of the Gemara. Says the Mechaber Vatnes if you'd gimel. Lokach mechavero biyontov gachelas. Someone took from his friend on Yontif a coal, lo yolichena ella kiragle hanosein. Since the coal belonged to the original person, so it follows the feet of the original person, the nosein, even though he gave it over to the makabel on Yontif. Aval im hidlik ner o eitz mishalavis chavero. But if one person lit a candle or a piece of wood from someone else's flame, but he used his own item to light from someone else's flame, hareyu kuragle zeh shehidlik, then it goes by the feet of the one who did the hadlaka. So again, we'll see if there's a coal that's given over, there's some mamashas given over, it goes by the ragle of the nosein. But if there's no mamashas, the person's just borrowing your flame and lighting something of their own, it goes by the ragle of the makabel. Sekotan lamid. Kuragle hanosein, in the case of the coal, the whole of the yesh mamish, since there is Mamashas over there, the substance. Harehi kishara kelim is like any other kelim that Reuven gives to Shimon that follows the ragle Reuven. Sefkatan lamed aleph, if you just light your fire from someone else's fire, then it says karagle zesh hidlik. It goes by the one who's doing the lighting, the receiver. The hoel sheshal heves embo mamish. Since a flame has no substance to it, lochal aleha shvisas ba'aleha. So we don't say a flame has a shvis of the owner. The coal or the candle that the flame is on does, but the flame itself that I'm just lighting from their flame, that will follow my raglayim because I did not get anything from the other person that has a mashas, so there was no shvisas ba'aleha, so it follows my shvisa. Says the Mechaber Vaitasif Yudalud. Bor shel yochid hareyu karaglei bailov. If there is a pit that is filled with water belonging to one individual, so the water in that pit goes by the owner of the pit. And anyone who gets water from there has to follow his tchum. Vishal osa ha'ir, and if the pit belongs to an entire city, it goes karaglei anshe osa ha'ir. It goes by wherever the people in the city can walk, and we'll see more details in the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. Vishal hefker karaglei hamamali. If there's a boar full with water, that's hefker. Whoever fills up their pitcher from that boar, it will follow his feet. So we have three cases over here. They'll all be discussed in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotan lamed beis. A boar of a yochid goes like the raglei bailov. B'mayim muchunasim mimimei gashamim u'shlogim mayri. We're discussing over here that a boar is filled with water from rain or from snow. The ilu be'er mayim novim. But if it will be some kind of spring that has water that's flowing in any which way, kamo be'ero shalono, like our wells, af shehu shel yochad, even though it's owned by an individual, harehu keragle hamamale, the moving waters will follow the feet of the one who takes the water, ukemo shekasta besif sha'acharze, that's going to be discussed shortly in Siv Tesvav. Siv Katan Lamed Gimel, so you take from the stationary water of one individual, it follows the ragle bailov. The imile mehem acher, if someone else comes along and takes water from his pit, the person who took it can only walk with that water to a place where the owner of the pit is able to walk. Then Erev Bailov Lamizrach, and if the owner of the pit made an Erev Tchumen towards the east, he can't even go one psia, he can't even go one step if he made a Tchum, an Erev Tchumen in one direction, 2,000 Amos, so now you wouldn't be able to take the water from the boar even one step in the other direction. Sivkotan Lamidal, the next case of the Mechaber was that the boar belongs to the city. It follows the Ragle Anshe Oseir. The Imile Enesh Achrina Delav Mehai Mosa. If someone from outside the city draws water from that pit of the city people, Lo Matzi Mapik Elokekolair. You can't take the water out from anywhere beyond where the city people can. Meaning, the e lo erevu klal, if there was no erev tchumen made by the city people, molech alpayim lekoruach, the outsider who draws the water can take it 2,000 amos in all directions. The e erev chad mi bnei ha'ir lemizra, but if one member of the city made an erev tchumen towards the east, oser alav shelo yeh yochel atalta lekoruach el alpayim min ha'ir lemizrach, then that locks this guest in, and he can only carry it 2,000 amos in the direction of east. V'chol zeh be'enesh achrina, that's all if an outsider draws the water, he's bound by the city members l'chumra. If there's no Erev, 2,000 amos on all sides, if one person made an Erev, he's bound by that person's Erev. However, aval b'nei ha'ir, but if the members of the city themselves draw the water, kol echad yachal laholich l'mokom she'erev, then each person can follow whatever he set up, l'gabi an Erev, kemo gabi chavish l'yayim b'sifyud, like we saw earlier, buy a barrel of wine at Sif Yud. We just learned that whatever you get from Shutvus, so it follows your feet. So here also, they're all Shutvin in the well. So if one person has Erev in that way, you can take it that way. V'chein im nisonon la'echad she'ein b'bnei ha'ir. And if one of the members of the city drew the water, and then he gave it to someone that's not from the city, yachol olichon karagle anos, saying that person is locked in to whatever the person who gave it to him has in terms of his being able to walk. So again, a person on the outside is bound to chumra by everyone in the city. The members of the city go by themselves. If there's an Erev for them, they carry based on their Erev. And if they gave it over to someone else, that person is bound by whatever they are allowed to do. And finally, Sivkotan Lamed Hey, Kiragli Hamamali, we say if it's a Bor Shel Hefker, then it goes by the one who fills it up. D'chol Nidei D'Hefkera. Anything that is Hefker, Man D'Magba Leikani. Anyone who picks it up is Kaina it. The Amrinan, and we say, Huvrir Hadovel Mafreya. It reveals the matter retroactively. It clarifies that Bein Hashmashos, Dilahai gavra chaziu b'shusei kaima. Whoever takes it during Yontif, it reveals retroactively from Bein HaShmashos that this person had it, u'b'rishusei kaima was his rishus, and therefore it goes by his feet. Va'afilu nosan ha'memale la'acherim. Even if the one who filled it up from Hefker then gives it to someone else, la'achar shemilon b'yomtov l'tzarko, after he filled it up for his own needs, he passed it on to someone else, harehen keraglov, it's going to follow the feet again of the person who drew the water, again, because he's the one giving it to him. And finally, the last sift that we'll do tonight, sift hezvav. Nahoros hamoshchim. These are rivers that are flowing. Umayonos hanovim, and springs that are flowing. These are flowing bodies of water. Harehem kiragle hamamale. They always go by whoever takes the water from them. Hayu boim michutz latchum l'toch atchum. If the water was flowing from outside the tchum, inside the tchum, mimalim mehem b'shabbos, they can draw water from it on Shabbos. The ain't sarach lomer b'yomtov, and needless to say, on yomtov, it's not considered taking something from outside the tchum, so it's very lenient. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah why that is. If katan la midvav, naharos hamoshchim, rivers that are flowing, afa pi she'ein novim, even though there are no springs there, it's not springing, it's just flowing. The hanovim and the springs, afa pi she'ein yotzim mimokum neviosan lemoshech hala. So it's two cases. The flowing river doesn't need any natural springs. It's just flowing. The natural springs doesn't need to be flowing out of its place. It's just moving in its place. It's springing in its place. It follows the rules of Keragle Hamamali, Sekotel HaMezayim, Afilu Einam Hefker, even if not Hefker. Kegon Sheshayochim Le'ezi Ir Le'yochid, if the springs or the river is owned by one city or one person, it still counts by the person who draws the water. V'atam, the reason is, the cave and the Naidi, since all these cases, the water is moving, Lo Kanu Shvisa Eitzel Ba'alehim, it's not Kona Shvisa by the owners, because it wasn't stationary. V'arehim Keragle Hamamali Osam, and it follows the feet of the one who draws the water, sha'oz konu shvisa bishvisaso. Because when you draw the water on Yontif or on Shabbos, it follows the feet of the person who draws the water, because that's when it becomes stationary and it's able to be konu shvisa. Kevan shenifsaku oz mimekom nevi'usam o mimekom hiluchem. Because that's when it stops being a spring and it stops flowing. Sivkotan lamed ches, if it comes from outside the tchum, inside the tchum, we said you could draw water there even on Shabbos. Since it never was kona shvisa outside the tchum, it was always moving, so it has no shvisa outside that would cause a problem inside. New case. Gishamim hayordim me'erev yontos smuchim le'ir. Rain that's coming down on erev yontos close to the city. The koshikin gishayordu b'iratzma, certainly if the rain is coming down in the city itself, heim keragle anshe oso ha'ir. It's raining on erev yontos near the city, in the city, it follows the feet of the anshe ha'ir. The reason is mishum da anshi ha'ir somchu daitem alayu, because since it was coming down from Erev Shabbos, the people of the city had it in their minds, and it's kona shvisa by them. Avol kisheyardu b'yontov, but if the rain comes down on Yontov itself, harehem kiragli hamamale, they didn't have it in mind, and then it would follow the rules of flowing water that wasn't kona shvisa, and whoever draws the water, it will follow his raglayim. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Sifta Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.